103.
Repair the damaged roof at Chivonfwe Primary School, worry Mukushi residents. Lima Ward 30 councillor condemns a vandalism of school infrastructure. In African news, a Museveni takes a strong lead in early results of Uganda presidential race. Presents the lunchtime news, and my name is Blessed Chwawa. Mukushi residents have expressed concern over delays to repair the damaged roof that was blown off by strong winds at Chivonfwe Primary School in November last year. Speaking on behalf of the residents, Mr. Frank Mapulanga said the damaged infrastructure has remained unattended to, raising fears about a learning environment at the school. He explained that the schools have reopened, that pupils have no proper classrooms in which to learn, a situation that is negatively affecting their education. Mr. Mapulanga has since appealed to the government to urgently look into the matter and ensure that the classroom block is repaired as soon as possible.
Chimbofwe grade 1 up to grade 7. It is Pulu. Kuyamba mu November kweli palyemfla ile yambo kuloka kwalisa kankungwe ya lisenda malata yonse tapashe ile classrooms nangu imo ili na malata so na ama office yonse te awe mwandi na tulina ula ndio bukalamba pachimbo kwe lelo mbako please wa debs wa DC wa council chairperson ewe tukumine wa councilor kwa papa kya awe alata tishivifu tuwala wasunga
In response, a Matuku Ward Councillor Jero Stembo said the project has already been submitted to the relevant authorities and works are expected to commence soon. He assured residents that the issue is being addressed and called on the community to remain a patient as they await the commencement of the rehabilitation works.
Also not an issue, and last week we involved in the CDFC, and I'm sure very soon things will be hey. The people in Mongoshi must be patient. We are very much concerned about the happenings, and have visited the place so many times, and I'm aware of the situation. So very soon, that issue be attended to.
Lima Ward 30 Councillor Daniel Mwewa has condemned the vandalism That has taken place at Georgia Central Primary School in Lusaka's Metro constituency. Mr. Mwewa has disclosed that to Kumbon Ready News that the vandals have damaged several windows at the newly constructed 1x4 classroom block, as well as other classroom facilities. He added that the school's security wall fence was also not spared, describing the act as unfortunate and a setback to efforts aimed at improving learning infrastructure in the area. Mr. Mwewa has since called on law enforcement agencies to investigate the matter and urged members of the community to help safeguard public property.
Look, the recent one being the 1x4 classroom block we constructed in 2025 CTF allocation for award. That one was also affected. The offense has also been vandalized. That's where, especially at night, that's where they find the access to the school. So they've made some big holes where they go through and access the school premises, especially at night and weekends. So, of course, that has been reported, and there are some requests that we put across to Zambia Police, that is Makero Police Station.
The $18 million US at Sakania Border Post is expected to be completed in August of this year, ahead of schedule, the contractor has revealed. AVIC International, through its business manager under the Public-Private Partnership, PPPP, Jack Kawang, said that this when a government delegation led by the Copper Belt Province Minister Elisha Matambo visited the site yesterday. Mr. Wang revealed that the roads are completely done, while the whole project in its totality is at 25%, which includes the ultra-modern border post and the toll gate.
Once the project is done, we have 32 buildings for the infrastructure, and as Mr. Khan mentioned, we have 70 kilometers below the road. It's 100% done. So once the project is finished, so we can enhance the road safety, and we provide a long-term, which no, a long-term.
Meanwhile, Copper Belt Minister Elisha Matambo was delighted with the progress, stating that the facility will not only provide a new face to the border area, but also ease mobility and clearance of goods.
The modernizing of this border post, as well as where we are going to Barasa, has given a new face to our district in Dola and to our province. So it's important for the people to take a walk into the past and also compare and contrast what was there and what we see here now and where we are going. This definitely will allow traffic flow in terms of cars and other vehicles crossing into our neighboring countries. As you may see, that's our neighbors.
FDD candidate Bright Nundwe has won the Chawama parliamentary by-election after polling 8,085 votes, beating his closest rival Morgan Munda of the UPND, who obtained 6,542 votes. Davison Mulenga, who stood on Citizens First Party ticket, got 1,534 votes, while independent candidate George Mwenya followed with 466 votes. Another independent candidate, Elijah Siatwambo, garnered 428 votes. Mohamed Motete of the New Congress Party received 319 votes, while Alfred Ndiweni of the Exodus Party for Peace and Prosperity, EPPP, collected 239 votes. Ntazana Musukuma of the Liberation Movement managed 100 votes, and James Piri of National Democratic Congress closed the list with 93 votes. Electoral Commission of Zambia issues a Chawama parliamentary by-election returning officer, Lewis Lupando, declared that Mr. Nundwe, who is also the Tonsi Alliance candidate, the winner this morning at 0321 hours.
I, Louis Lupando, being the returning officer for the Honorable Joel Prince.